Welcome to the Far and Beyond podcast, hosted by the Contracts and Fiscal Law Department at the Judge Advocate General's Legal Center and School, the podcast about the ever-changing landscape of federal acquisition and fiscal law. I am Major Ellie Sewell.
And I'm Major Ed Callahan, and together, we're your co-hosts.
On this episode of Far and Beyond, we are diving into the Revolutionary FAR Overhaul, or RFO, and specifically focusing on FAR Part 8.
So we've been talking a lot about the Revolutionary FAR Overhaul in different contexts, and I'll be honest with you, not a lot of it has felt very revolutionary. Is this another one of those sections where it's almost just like moving furniture around on the deck and not actually changing substantially?
So this is actually one where this really was like a full-scale renovation. We're talking about a complete restructuring of FAR Part 8, which deals with the required sources of supplies and services. And the goal is driven by both those executive orders we've talked about before to eliminate anything that isn't statutory or essential to sound procurement.
All right. Well, then why don't we begin, start back with the basics for our listeners and, you know, a little bit for me too, if we're being honest. So before we get to the new, can we refresh on the old? How does the Federal Supply Schedule, or FSS, actually work under the current system?
So that's a great starting point. The FSS program, managed by the General Services Administration, GSA, provides agencies with a simplified process to get commercial products and services at volume buying prices. So instead of a full-blown FAR Part 15 negotiation, you're essentially ordering against pre-negotiated contracts.
Right. It's the government's preferred customer catalog. Now, what has the RFO done to this? Are some parts really just gone?
Yes, and this is where that whole, like, this is a full-blown renovation that we just talked about. This is really the first big change to note. FAR Part 38, which was the FSS contracting section, and FAR Part 51, which was use of government sources by contracts, have both been completely deleted and reserved. Their essential text has been integrated directly into the new RFO FAR Part 8. So we're basically taking three FAR parts and putting them into just one.
All right. So I'll just stick to FAR Part 38 for this one, since it's the one I've been in before. FAR Part 38's gone. So where do the actual ordering procedures live now?
The ordering procedures for the FSS have moved out of the FAR entirely and into the General Services Acquisition Manual, or GSAM, Part 538. The FAR now simply points you to GSA's own regulations for the how-to of ordering.
So that does seem like a major shift in authority. So does that change the actual law of the land? Or how are we advising our clients on placing these orders now if we're not finding the rule in the FAR?
It does. It does change some things. So the new GSAM framework is much less prescriptive than the old FAR subpart 8.4. So for example, key language change, quotations are not offers. This means the Federal Supply Schedule RFQ procedures are no longer considered source selections in the traditional sense.
So that's a pretty massive distinction for protests. If it's not a source selection, does that mean we don't need any evaluation plans or scoring, anything like that?
Yes. So the GSAM clarifies that ordering activities are not required to have evaluation plans, score quotations, or establish a competitive range. You can even communicate with a single best suited quoter to wrap up issues before award.
That is a pretty significant change. Anything else that was added or changed in the language?
We have a new hierarchy. So the old use of other sources in the old FAR part is replaced by a much stronger section, 8.104, use of existing contracts. It introduces required use contracts, which are a new tier 4 designation of spend under management. For commercial items, you must use these required use contracts unless the head of the contracting activity grants an exception.
Okay, so required use, quote unquote, is mandatory. The old best-in-class, the BIC contracts, are those still just prioritized?
Spot on. Look at section 8.105. We've moved the old Part 51 rules here and significantly increased contractor access to government supply sources. Previously, this was mostly for cost reimbursement contracts, but now it's permitted whenever it's in the government's interest.
Okay. Anything deleted that I should be, you know, pining for the good old days when it used to be there?
So subpart 8.1 on excess personnel property was heavily trimmed. It now points you directly to federal management regulations at 41 CFR 102-36 to avoid redundant, outdated guidance. and the old 8.001 general section, which had those broad IT capital planning rules, is gone because it wasn't core to Part 8's purpose.
So I guess I'll spare you as my Air Force counterpart of talking about the AFARS, but let's talk a little bit about the DFARS. Our defense colleagues, all of us, are always used to dealing with some extra layers. So what's the word on these in this change?
So in the Department of War issued a class deviation that mirrors the FAR overhaul. Just like the FAR, DFARS Part 251 is now reserved, and its content is consolidated into DFARS Part 208.
Any DOW-specific nuances that we should watch for?
Absolutely. So for Federal Prison Industries, FBI, DOW lawyers need to look at DFARS 208.301-70. It implements 10 U.S.C. 3905, requiring competitive procedures if FBI has a significant market share, meaning more than 5% of the DOW market for that item.
And I was looking for it because it's all over the news these days, but I did notice some specific clauses in the deviation text for things like precious metals.
Good catch. The new DFARS 28.73 and the associated PGI emphasizes the precious metals recovery program. There is specific dual pricing evaluation procedure where offerors submit prices both with and without government-furnished precious metals. Plus, there's a mandatory new clause, 252.208-7999, for ordering from government supply sources.
Well, I'm not going to say it's the only time, but this certainly does feel like it's getting to the RFO's point of stripping out all of the non-statutory procedural things that have found their way into the FAR over time and allowing us to go back to the subject matter experts in the fields, and in this case, GSA.
That's the vision of stripping it back, keeping what's just mandatory, especially since we've taken three parts, consolidated it into one part. So for our fellow lawyers, the takeaways is update your bookmarks. If you're looking for FSS ordering rules, stop looking at the FAR. You're going to need to start reaching out to the GSAM Part 538 for that information. And remember, the timeline for a brief explanation for unsuccessful quoters is now a strict 3 days.
3 days. Got it. It's quick. Well, I got some reading to do in the GSAM, it sounds like.
Yep, and they do link it in the FAR. So if you go to FAR Part 8 now, they do have a link for it for you to go straight there. So it is still easy to find. It's just not considered text of the FAR now.
All right, well, thank you everybody for joining us in today's episode of The FAR and Beyond. Please make sure to follow us and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform.
The views expressed today are those of the presenters, not that of the Judge Advocate General Corps, the Department of the Army, Department of the Air Force, or the Department of War.